You're listening to the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Starr County Republican Party.
And because it's the right thing to do, I promise you a fair and transparent investment.
I will be flying up there on Saturday to meet with the Imam at the Ground Zero Mosque.
Nominated tonight, I promise each and every person.
Why didn't we buy Alaska in the 1950s?
World famous Phil Hendry Show here, taking your ass to the edge of reality since 1990. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we take you through the looking glass to find that truth. We take you places no other talk show can. We understand that it's all, well, horse dung. No, it's all, it's entertainment. It's information. It's entertainment. It's not horse dung. Dean Wheeler joins us from the Northern California Holistic Center to talk with us about the Ground Zero Mosque and the proposed burning of the Quran in Central Florida. You know, it's funny. There's a Quran that's going to be burned, and there's a mosque that's going to be built, and both are protected by the Constitution of the United States. Both acts, the building of a mosque, the burning of a Quran, both are protected by the very same Constitution that everybody's talking about. And yet, one group's sensitivity seems to be respected, and another group's sensitivity is not. One group is mocked because they're sensitive about something. Another group is respected because of their sensitivity about something. On the one hand, we have a president saying there's a constitutional right to do this thing. On the other hand, we have a president saying don't do it, even though you have a constitutional right to do it. I can't for the life of me figure it out, and I understand that most Americans can't either. It is a hypocrisy, quite frankly, and there's nothing that breeds rage, and let me spell that word, R-A-G-E, nothing breeds rage like hypocrisy, and it's a blind hypocrisy. We're going to talk with Dean Wheeler on our program tonight about that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Bud's nightly news will be coming up. And some other ridiculous stories. A condom dispenser put in a San Francisco area jail. You're not supposed to have sex unless it's conjugal with a wife or something. I didn't think anyway, but we'll find out. And we'll give you details on a new reality show in Iraq. 877-876-PHIL. Our website is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Excuse me. I burped there. There's a musical burp. That's philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of our show right now as we speak, live streaming audio of our show as well, and you get downloads of every show the next day, a mini podcast, our classic Phil podcast, three times a week, and soon to come, Phil's uncensored video rants will be a podcast as well, all ahead at philhendryshow.com. If you don't have a backstage pass, you're missing about 75% of this radio show because just saw the article today in another media weekly, a media trade periodical, that the internet presence of radio shows and radio stations is now a must, that people are online to the point where if you do not have as interactive a presence as you can on the web, whether it's a radio show or a radio station, brother, you are, you know, you're done, man. I mean, just give it up. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Joining us is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. Mr. Wheeler, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Phil. Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for your visit last week. It was a pleasant surprise to see you up here.
Well, I was in the area, and I wanted to stop by and thank you for all the times you've been on our program. You've got a very sweet family.
Well, we had a wonderful time visiting with you, Phil.
All right. The article here, Dean, that I want to read from, an anti-Islamic preacher backed off and then threatened to reconsider burning the Quran on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, angrily accusing a Muslim leader of lying to him Thursday, with a promise to move an Islamic center and mosque away from New York's Ground Zero. The imam planning the center denied there was ever such a deal. The Reverend Terry Jones generated an international firestorm with his plan to burn the Quran on Saturday, the ninth anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, and he's been under intense pressure to give it up. President Obama urged him to listen to those better angels and give up his, quote, stunt, saying it would endanger U.S. troops and give Islamic terrorists a recruiting tool. And also the Defense Secretary Robert Gates took the extraordinary step of calling Jones personally. Why doesn't he have the same constitutional rights that people that are building a mosque have?
Well, I don't think anyone is saying that. Phil, I heard your opening comments about one side's sensitivity being respected and another side's sensitivity is not being respected. And I have to tell you, I'm not exactly sure what it was that you were referring to. I know that Muslims who are a religious people, this is how they identify themselves, are very sensitive to the burning of the Quran, as well they would be. I think Christians are sensitive to the burning of the Bible, as well they should be. Although Christians, I think, have done more damage. I think there's probably more reason to burn a Bible than there is a Quran.
Well, I don't know why you'd say that. I mean, that's you've already retarded, pardon the use of the word, but you've already retarded your argument.
Right. I don't pardon the use of the word, Phil. That's an offensive word. And I don't like being called that.
I'm not calling you that. I'm saying that your argument, sir, has been knocked off course, is not exactly in a straight line when you say that Christians, if they get the Bible burned, well, that's business as usual, but a Quran getting burned, Muslims have a sensitivity that's being respected. Why doesn't that guy in Florida, this guy Jones, whatever his name is, why doesn't he have the right to do that?
Well, are you a fundamentalist Christian?
That's got nothing to do with it, you know.
But are you a fundamentalist Christian? I'm just asking you.
No, I'm not.
You are not?
No, I'm not. No.
Do you belong? You don't belong to the man's church?
No, I don't belong to his church. I live in California. He's in Florida.
Well, why are you defending? You have always been, Phil, and one of the reasons why I've gone on your program is you have always been a very broad-minded person. Why are you defending a fundamentalist Bible-banging right-winger?
Why are you defending an imam building a mosque, a guy that said that 9/11 was made in America, a guy that said that it was, you know, basically our fault, a guy that had every kind of insensitive and insulting thing to say 3 weeks after the actual event itself, never mind building this mosque? Why are you defending him?
Well, he has every right in the world to build a mosque because the Constitution of the United States...
I understand what the Constitution says, Dean. I know what the Constitution says.
Well, then if you understand what the Constitution says, then you know that there is freedom of religion in this country, and people have the right to build a religious center, if they so choose, on grounds that they have acquired. Now, I heard what Donald Trump said, if that's what you're talking about.
No, I'm not talking about Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump said today that he would buy the land, I think, or buy the interest that one individual has in that land. And that man said he's not interested. He told Donald Trump to pretty much, you know, I don't want to sound crude, but he pretty much told Donald Trump to stick it up his you know what.
And well, he did. What he said was he wasn't interested in Donald Trump and his publicity stunt, but he did say, that man said, that if the Muslims can't come up with the money to build this center, that he will half this property, meaning he will split it in half and develop it some other way, sell the parcels to other people. But you haven't answered my question.
Well, I don't understand. What is your question?
My question is simply this. I'm supposed to be sensitive to the feelings of Muslims if a Quran is being burned. Why are the feelings of Americans not being respected with the building of this mosque?
Because it doesn't make any sense to blame Muslims for the 9/11 disaster.
And it doesn't make any sense at all to burn a Quran when the Quran didn't have anything to do with the, you know, the burning down of the World Trade Center, and that the Quran is a book that most Muslims respect and don't misuse. That doesn't make any sense either. But this guy has a right. He's got a constitutional right.
I don't think you said that very well, because you left yourself wide open. You left yourself wide open. You left yourself. Let me explain something, Phil. You tripped yourself up.
What I'm saying is this. That you're telling me that there's no sense in not building a Quran because they didn't have anything to do with 9/11.
They didn't have anything to do with 9/11, no. And to tell people that they can't build the mosque is to say to those people that they killed the 9/11 peoples or the building. They didn't kill the buildings, and that's not right.
All right, then let's take it. This is what I'm trying to say.
No, you can't. You already... you already sounded stupid.
No, wait a minute, man. I can... This is what I'm trying to say. I didn't already sound stupid. A guy burning the Koran, to say he shouldn't burn that Koran, okay, because the Koran doesn't have anything to do with bad people. It doesn't have anything to do with bad Muslims. It doesn't have anything to do with people interpreting it the wrong way. Wouldn't you say that that's also true?
Oh, see, now you're trying to trip me up. I had you dead to rights on that one that point of logic.
No. You didn't have me at all. If you say to a guy you can't build a mosque because it is it's not sensitive to people who suffered after 9/11, and the person comes back and says, I have a constitutional right to do it, I'm going to do it, it's my right, then you could also say to a person you can't burn the Koran because it's insensitive to Muslims who love and honor that book. Okay, that guy comes back and says, I have a constitutional right to burn the Koran.
Yeah, but the Muslims that love that book didn't burn it. You're saying they blowed up the Trade Center. And
no, I'm not saying that at all. I'm simply boiling it down to something that I think we should boil it down to. And let me give our number out here, 877-876-PHIL. And I'm having a little bit of a debate here with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center on the mosque in New York and the burning of the Koran. If the building of one and the burning of the other is insensitive to certain people, okay, but it's also the constitutional right of those people. So if this guy's got a constitutional right to burn the Koran, build a mosque, then he's got a constitutional right to burn the Koran.
But you heard what Robert Gates said. It would make a lot of people angry in Afghanistan and in that part of the world. And
well, let me ask you this. You don't think that building that mosque is going to piss off some Americans?
Now you're trying to foment that kind of violence.
Wait a minute, man. Why is it Americans are not allowed to be angry?
I didn't say Americans are not allowed to be angry, but you sound like you're trying to make it happen. And
I'm not trying to. I'm saying the following thing. Why are Americans discounted when we talk about it's going to piss somebody off? If I burn a Koran, it's going to piss off the Muslims. Well, I can tell you that if they build that mosque, that's going to piss some people off.
Mr. Hendry, I warn you.
You're not warning me. Dean, hold on for a minute. You know what? He's way off the point here, man. I'm saying, and I think I'm making my point, I think that we're told that the burning of the Koran will piss off all these people, endanger the lives of Americans who are fighting in the Middle East, and further make this a very, very difficult thing for us to achieve, which is victory in the Middle East. I understand that. I also think that there's the disingenuousness about this is unbelievable. However, we, as Americans, we don't get to be pissed off. We don't get to be insulted. We don't even get to have our feelings respected. I listen to a bunch of people saying, it's my right, it's my right, it's my right. And as far as your feelings go, stick it up your you-know-what, okay? And if you're an American and you get pissed off, you don't have any right to be pissed off. You're an American. Americans don't get pissed off. Americans suck on it. But Muslims, they get to be pissed off, burn things down, racist, homophobic, anti-woman. They can be the Nazis that they are, and we got to be careful. We don't want to piss them off. You know, there was a time and a place in the history of this country when there was a generation of Americans that would say to fascists and Nazis and people that were threatening, they would say, well, guess what? Let's just go over and take care of those people. But we don't have those people anymore in this country. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Dean Wheeler on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, my God. You're in trouble.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
With me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center as we talk about the Ground Zero Mosque and the burning of the Koran. You know, Chris Matthews, who nobody watches, but I do because that's my job, Dean.
Well, I watch Chris Matthews. I think he's a shining bright light on the television news and commentary.
All right. Well, then you do, too. But he was saying today that he didn't get the connection between the mosque and the Quran. Now, I've outlined it about as clear as you can. They're both constitutionally protected, burning the Quran, building the mosque. They're both constitutionally protected. In one instance, the man is told, don't burn that Quran, you'll piss off people. In the other instance, people are told, go ahead and build the mosque, even if you do piss off people. Now, I hear this argument all the time.
Well, Phil, you're missing. We're Americans. We're Americans.
And oh, we're better than people. Is that it?
I beg your pardon?
We're better than everybody?
We are more evolved. And
oh, well, I didn't know that, man. I mean, I was told that all people are equal. You know, and
I didn't say that people are not equal. I'm saying that as Americans, we understand the subtleties better. You see, what you're trying to do is you're trying to maneuver me into sounding like a racist. And I'm not going to do that for you.
Well, you know, Dean, I'm not trying to maneuver you into anything, but you're telling me now that as an American, I'm supposed to suck it up because I'm somehow different. Am I better?
I think as Americans, we understand better than...
Why? We understand what better? Tell me what we understand better.
Would you allow me to finish, please?
Go ahead.
As Americans, we understand that when we do something, it hurts people. A lot of the things that Americans do hurt people. An Arab, or a Muslim, I should say, doesn't understand that. And the reason why they don't is they have been kept down from understanding it by the hegemony and the colonialism, yes, of America. And
oh, my God, man.
Mr. Henry, I'm making a very, very cogent argument here.
Oh, come on. You're telling me that America's hegemony in foreign policy has made people stupid? Is that what you're telling me?
It has made people very resentful of American, the intransigence of Americans.
Well, you know what? A lot of this blowing up the World Trade Center has made me pissed off. It's made me very angry. Okay?
Well, and again, you are really, really, you've got to watch what you're saying because you're going to inspire a riot.
I'm going to inspire a riot, huh? No, I'm not inspiring a riot, Mr. Wheeler. I'm expressing the feelings that a lot of Americans have. I voted for Barack Obama, okay?
I don't believe that. The way you talk, I don't believe it.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I did. It doesn't mean that I'm an idiot, and it doesn't mean I don't love my country, and it doesn't mean that I can't look at something square in the face and say, this is bullcrap, okay? I'm being told I got to respect this jackass over here while that same guy steps all over me while he gets his rights. This guy that's building that mosque made those statements after 9/11. I'll never forget it. Made in America, a scumbag, and I'm supposed to say, yeah, go ahead, build your mosque, and then I got to respect his feelings if I burn his Quran?
American soldiers are going to be killed. And
oh, all of a sudden you care about dead American soldiers. You didn't think we were supposed to be over there anyway. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Bob in San Jose. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Yes,
well,
I've been letting you talk, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to tell you how much I agree with your position and how I am just so upset folks like Dean think the way they do. And the irony of this is earlier today I was in a seminar with a group of people and we saw this stuff pop up about the minister in Florida and about the fact that the Afghans were threatening to, you know, cause additional violence and our troops and Bill Gates getting involved and calling this guy, Obama telling him publicly and making a big deal out of all of this. When the Obama administration doesn't want to make the same kinds of suggestions to the Amman with respect to the mosque in New York.
First of all, Bill Gates didn't call him. Robert Gates did.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not Robert.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Well, you know, I don't. You are aware that Bill Gates isn't the defense minister.
Yes, the man's aware of that. He made a mistake.
Why is it that when I make a mistake, I'm hauled over the coals for it, then I point it out by someone else?
It's not a big deal. The gentleman misspoke.
You said Bill Gates, who has nothing to do with the federal government, and that.
Oh, come on, wake up!
I'm asking you. Doesn't that undercut your argument?
No, it does not undercut his argument.
Well, if he doesn't know who the defendant is,
I don't know why you have this guy. I don't know why you allow this guy on your program.
Who's the defense? Bob, do me a favor. Who's the defense secretary of the United States, just to make Dean happy?
Well, it's Robert Gates, of course.
Yeah, because you told him. You already told him.
Oh, boy. Bob, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We'll be back. More calls, 877-876-PHIL. And really, the question that we're talking with Dean about is, if I got to be sensitive about a Koran being burned, why aren't these people sensitive about building their mosque? World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're going to be in big trouble.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, my God.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Dean, if you'll hold on, Dean. David G. Hall is on the line. David, yes?
I would just ask you, Phil, and I understand that you're on the air. I would ask you to be a little bit more understanding of the gentleman's point of view. You're very passionate, and we don't need that right now. We want you to be less... You sound like you're
to me, he sounds as if he's coming unglued a little bit.
I was going to say that.
I'm not coming unglued, David.
Just, I'm asking you to calm down.
All right, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. We have Dean Wheeler on the line with us here. I'm not coming unglued.
Well, I think you heard what Mr. Hall said. I think that you need to take a step back and understand what you're saying. If you're saying that Americans are going to be angry that a mosque is being built, you're fomenting a violent response, Mr. Hendry.
Excuse me, hold on for a minute. And if you say that if a Koran...
No, hold on. I'm not talking about the Koran right now. Chris Matthews today made it very clear. There's no linkage. There's no linkage.
Oh, there's linkage, all right. Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Why not?
I heard Chris Matthews say that...
I don't care what Chris Matthews said. That you talk about an empty suit. That whiny little toe-headed clown with his... There's no linkage. There's nothing but linkage, man. Burning a Koran... And building that mosque, those two acts are offensive and piss off two different kinds of people. Now, the building of the mosque, maybe that pisses off Americans. The burning of the Koran, maybe that pisses off Muslims.
But what if Muslims and Americans are the same ones? The same ones, you know? An individual man is also a Muslim and also an American...
Well, what if that Muslim American doesn't want the mosque to be built? What if it makes him angry?
You're way, way, way.
Yeah, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here and try to inject some sensible talk here. This is Muhammad in Toronto listening on CFRB. Muhammad, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Pleasure talking to you, Phil.
Yes, sir.
As a Canadian Muslim, and I have an American fiancé, burning the Quran is wrong. Building the mosque is equally, and if not more, wrong, because the memories of 9/11 are still fresh in the minds of Americans, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. I think the argument that Mr. Wheeler is putting in is an oxymoron. While both are equally protected by the Constitution, they're both wrong. He doesn't make sense by saying it's okay to offend Americans. And it's not okay to offend Muslims. That's totally wrong. Building the mosque in an undesirable location is wrong, even in the teaching of Islam. So I think, Mr. Wheeler, you have to get your act right.
You're a Muslim, though. Didn't you say that you're a Muslim? You did say that, right?
Why don't you defend me?
Why aren't you defending me?
No, I think this imam who's building the mosque close to the ground zero is a jackass, because he does not consider the feelings of Americans. No, he's thinking about the best interests of Muslims in America. He's a total jackass, and I have this problem with some people like, who think that they're elite Muslims, and they're talking on our behalf as we are children. It is totally wrong.
I want to ask you, Muhammad, this is Phil, because you mentioned something. The Quran says that it is wrong to build a mosque in the wrong place. Am I paraphrasing you correctly?
That is true.
Really? Can you expand on that? What does that mean? What does that mean?
Mr. Henry, this is a Muslim, and he should be defending me.
I want to hear what this gentleman has to say. Go ahead.
In the clear text in the Quran, and a verse revealed while the messenger lived in Mecca, a group of hypocrites built a mosque, and they wanted to have it as part of the Islamic institution. And the Quran was revealed not to pray in that mosque because built by undesirable people in an undesirable location. And it's not...
Interesting.
In the yes, and it's straight in the Quran, and I read this book every day in my life.
I think it's wrong, Mr. Henry, to have a fake Muslim call the show.
This gentleman, I don't know who he is. He's a, what do you mean a fake Muslim?
I think he's someone that you know, Mr. Henry.
No,
Mr. Henry? You can't tell his accent is fake.
I do not know this man.
Don't you have family in Toronto, Canada?
Are you trying to teach me my religion? I am a Muslim.
No, but I think that you know, Mr. Henry.
I speak Arabic, and I understand the Quran and its original language. I don't get it.
But you could speak Arabic.
Mullah somewhere. Pardon me?
You could speak Arabic, but I wouldn't know it was Arabic. You could just go blah, 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 and I wouldn't know. And what I'm saying to Mr. Henry, Mr. Henry has relatives in Toronto, Canada.
I don't have relatives in
it is people like you and people who have this political stupid correctness who try to speak on our behalf that make Muslims' life difficult outside of Muslim land. Even in the countries where they pretend to be Muslim countries, they're being ignorant towards the feeling of Western... I am a Canadian and I'm a Muslim, man, and it is... hugely offensive to build a mosque near a place where two planes took down the tallest buildings in the world, and it's totally wrong.
I don't know why you don't defend me, because...
You know what? This man, you've insulted him by calling him a fake Muslim. You've said that I know him. I don't know the gentleman. Not only has he spoken from his heart, he gave us some of the Quran that tells us that building a mosque in the wrong place is an undesirable... It is not a holy thing to do. And you sit there, Dean, why?
I'm defending Muslims, and he's not doing what he should. And that
doing what he should?
Mr. Weir.
Sorry, Muhammad.
Mr. Weir, here in Toronto, where we live here, we have an unofficial poll, 67% of Muslims against building the mosque because it does not consider the feelings of Americans, non-Muslim Americans, and it does not work for the best interest of healing after this terrible event in September 11th. It does not help anybody. This imam
As you can tell from this call, Muslims are very violent, and so we shouldn't offend them by burning the Quran.
Boy, that is racist. If I ever heard anything racist, that's it. You and Chris Matthews and anybody that says, oh, wow, we better not do this because they're going to get violent. Wow, did you know that, Muhammad? You guys are violent people and excitable people, and we should really not bug you because you'll just turn into a mob of idiots, and we have no respect for you. That's what's basically being said here.
Oh my God.
Now, Mr. Wheeler, part of the problem. You are a big part of the problem by trying to...
I'm a progressive, and I've been doing everything...
No, sir.
You don't understand.
No, he understands.
You are politically correct. There are among us Muslim here, conservatives who love Canada, love America, and don't want that nonsense in the Middle East to be brought over here.
All right, Muhammad, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL, and... And we're talking with Dean Wheeler.
I noticed you hung up on him. Thank you, Muhammad. So he said everything you wanted him to say, and he went, thank you, Muhammad, and you hung up on him. And I find that to be so wrong when I am the one that defends him, and he called me a jackball. He called me every kind of a jackass.
He called you a jackass, and quite frankly, Dean, there are Muslims who feel that this argument... Somehow, all Muslims are of a like mind and are of a single mind on this issue is not true. Muslims are like Americans. They're different, and they are people that have sensibilities and political feelings that run the gamut, okay?
Oh, well, look at you all of a sudden defending Muslims. A minute ago, you said they were sand jockeys.
I never once said that.
During the commercial break, you did.
I said that cats like you think, just like I said, man, you think they're so violent and crazy and out of control, those cats are going to go ape. If we burn a Quran, so we better not burn a Quran, but go ahead and build the mosque. 877-876-PHIL. Don't put words into my mouth. 877-876-PHIL. Here is John in Greensboro, North Carolina. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you. My comment is, if we build a mosque up here in New York, what is to keep your fanatics from using it as a refuge after they do serious damage, kill people, whatever? What's to keep them from using it as a refuge?
Dean?
I don't think they'll do that. Why do you think they do that? You know why? because of the television programs that you've watched.
You don't think they'll do that. You don't think they'll
Clint Eastwood movies. Well, you know that these movies make it look like these guys, the Muslimics are crazy. And so the TV movies and the TV shows tell you that. I don't think they'll do that. I think what
you don't think like, that they can.
Well, they can do. Look at the guys that did 9/11 planted in an apartment in Hamburg, Germany. They don't need a mosque to plan stuff. Hello.
We didn't plan on them. We didn't figure they'd blow up the Twin Towers either. But
well, they didn't plan that in a mosque. They planned that in an apartment.
The mosque as a refuge. Now, what are we going to do then? If they're in this
refuge against like a hurricane, like a weather, like if it rains too much? What do you mean a refuge?
A refuge for individuals who come into the country who are terrorists.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Terrorists to set a bomb off in New York City, then go into the mosque and use it as a refuge. What's people doing
Are you nuts? That isn't going to happen.
It wasn't going to happen either. 9/11 wasn't going to happen either.
It's a religious... Well, what's going to keep somebody from blowing up something and going into a church in Greensboro, North Carolina? That's a Christian church.
The police will go in and get them
in New York.
The church people would ask them to come in and get them.
The police would go into New York and get them.
Well, that's the difference there. I don't really know if that's the number one thing to worry about. I think that I don't even think there's anything illegal that would be attempted. The thing that bothers me more than anything is the symbology, the symbolism, and the message. That's all.
So you disagree with this man who's been reading too many comic books?
I'm not saying that this man's been reading too many comic books. I'm just saying that I don't necessarily agree, but I do appreciate his sensitivity and his concern. Thank you, John, very much. 877-876-PHIL.
Every time someone calls that you may agree with me and not them, you still agree with them because you want me to suffer. And I find it wrong, Phil, in a day and age where we need to have a sensible line of communication, that you would rather take the part of a man who speaks gobbledygook and gibberish rather than me, Dean Wheeler.
A moment ago you talked to that Muslim gentleman and you said, well, I don't speak Arabic, and so I don't know, you might not be either. You'd be going blah, 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 blah. You sounded like an idiot. Did you know that?
What I said to that man...
You sounded like an idiot.
No, what I said to that man was, if he claimed he could speak Arabic, and I didn't speak, and I don't speak Arabic, he could say, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, right? And I'd think it was an Arab. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, boy, you're going to go to a break, and I wind up with you-know-what dripping off my chin, waiting for a production assistant to hand me a towel.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with Dean Wheeler and our final segment on the Ground Zero Mosque. And I think what we're finding here, at least listening to Dean and my callers, is one act is insensitive, the other is insensitive. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil.
Towel off.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Back with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. Mr. Wheeler is on representing, and we've had a pretty, I would say, a freewheeling debate here this evening concerning the Ground Zero Mosque and the Quran. Now, the burning of the Quran. Now, yes, there is linkage, Mr. Wheeler, I feel, because in both senses, in both cases, it's a constitutional right to do each. And yet, both instances, people are deeply offended. Are you saying to me that while the Muslim people have every right to be offended by the burning of the Quran, Americans have no right to be offended by the construction of the mosque?
Mr. Mr. Henry, I, for the last 40 minutes, have listened to you articulate yourself in such a way so as to manipulate the opinion of your audience, including that I never thought I'd hear a Muslim call a radio show and agree with a conservative like yourself.
I'm not a conservative. Well, I don't know where you get that. I believe in the Constitution.
Well, you said that you don't agree with the construction of the mosque. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, and you're saying you're not a conservative.
No, I'm not. I told you I voted for Obama. But I'm asking you. Americans don't have the right to be offended, but Muslims do.
Well, President Obama, and I happen to know it's President Obama, like the last man that called you, he thought that the Secretary of Defense was Bill Gates. I thought I was gonna drop to the floor and dry heave. I've never heard anything as ignorant in my life.
The man misspoke and meant to say Robert Gates. It's a very, very understandable mistake. 877-876-PHIL. Marlene in Topeka, Kansas, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Marlene.
Yes. This Dean Wheeler is just representative of someone who is twisting the truth to defend any kind of ridiculous goings-on that he wants to defend. And his criticizing you for anything you say sounds terrible. He thinks that people have been unkind to him in this phone call. He has treated everyone terrible.
I've listened to everyone's opinion. It's just that Mr. Henry...
And you said snotty things about all of them. If someone accidentally said one Gates instead of the other, and that made you want to barf, good Lord, I misspeak all the time and have to correct myself.
Talking about something that is very serious.
You're being very nasty,
so,
and you
how am
you
I
don't
being
have...
nasty when I'm asking someone? I need facts. We all need facts at a time like this. And when a man thinks the Secretary of Defense...
Oh, that you're being silly. You're just nitpicking because you can't do anything
else. Yes, that's
you
what
know
I think.
It's wrong. You know
what's
wrong.
You think,
look
no,
at the,
it is not
look
wrong.
At where they put the
Let
Temple
you,
Mount in Jerusalem.
Do you think
they
it's
put
right?
it right
do you think
on
it's...
top of the Jewish... where the Jewish had their
but those are Jews.
Temple.
Right, but those are Jews. And they already know that they've, you know, of what they have to, of what they've done.
Oh, those are Jews. So they can have stuff built on top of their things.
Mr. Henry, you are not going to turn me into an anti-Semite.
Well, you're talking like an anti-Semite.
You're talking like you hate Arabs.
Shows that they have been conquered, and that's exactly what they want to do in New York. They want to show
Marlene,
they conquered.
Marlene, can I show? I'm going to give you an example of what happened this evening, Marlene. Marlene, did you know that I speak Arabic? You know what I just said? What are you laughing at?
I don't care.
Yeah, but I speak Arabic. Well, guess what? No, I don't. But you thought I did, and the
no,
same
I didn't,
thing happened.
Because I heard you say Arabic.
Yes, you did. No. When I just spoke fake Arabic, you thought it was real.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I
you did.
Tell
you said
you.
You...
I figured you were
God,
full of
the
bull.
Lies,
I just didn't
the
tell
lies,
you.
Know. You know, the lies that have been told on your program.
Mr. Wheeler, you're the one that's been lying. And I think you're a racist. Because if you expect Muslims to get hyper and crazy if the Quran gets burned to the point where they're going to be rioting in the streets and killing Americans, but Americans, on the other hand, we're going to be cool, calm, and collected about seeing that mosque built, well, you must think that Muslims and Arabs are a bunch of excitable clowns, and that's racist.
No, it is not. They're excitable because of all the Jews.
Yeah, but you're not an anti-Semite, are you?
No, I'm not an anti-Semite. I just know that Israel did. And that woman that you're... I hope she's not still on the line.
Yes, she is.
Well, she lied when she said that she thought... She didn't think I spoke Arabic.
How does she know what I think?
When I went, I said, ba la la ba la la, and I said I speak Arabic, you go, okay, fine.
That's just not arguing
with you.
All right. No, she doesn't want to argue with you because you're being stupid. Thank you very, very much. 877-876-PHIL.
I'm having trouble hearing this woman. Could you ask her to remove her white hood? It's muffling the phone.
That's ignorant. 877-876-PHIL. By the way, we're moving on to another caller. Here is Cody in Atlanta, listening on WCFO. Cody, go ahead.
Oh, Atlanta.
Yeah.
To move his hood.
I'm going to keep my voice. I'm going to keep it short to the point here. You're making me so upset that, you know, it's really hard to even drive right now. Listen, it's not the fact that the mosque is being built or that they want to build a mosque. All right? And the fact is, it's a total disrespectful. It's an act of total disrespect to the American people, to the American public, to everything that we have ever stood for ourselves, for any other nation that needed us in a time of need or anything. It's a complete and total act of disrespect. It's not a fact of building a mosque. It's where it's being built.
Right, pure exactly. Agreed.
I can't hear either one of you men because your hoods are muffling your voices.
You're an idiot. You know that?
Oh, now you're calling me names.
Call it saying I'm wearing a hood? Thank you very much, Cody, for your call. Thank you. Very well said. 877-876-PHIL. Dean Wheeler on the line as we talk about the mosque in New York and the burning of the Koran, which may still be on now because that guy says the other dude lied to him.
What was that? Your hood was under color like that. Phil,
Phil Hendry.
What an idiot.